Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, when I start talking first, it means it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know this is my favorite type of show to do.
Mm-hmm.
But before we can play, let's clear up last week's challenge.
I said, start with the name Aaron Spelling. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, five letters, seven letters, that names something an environmentally conscious person might have installed on their house. What is the phrase?
Solar paneling.
That's right, solar paneling.
Well, Mike, 5 years ago on this date, the world stopped to watch the first royal wedding in a generation as Prince William and Kate Middleton tied the knot at Westminster Abbey. Prince William is second in line to the throne, of course. The wedding was viewed by millions around the world and was said to have cost £20 million. So in honor of that wedding to end all weddings, today's show is all about famous weddings and marriages.
All right.
In 2014, a British-Lebanese lawyer named Amal Alamuddin got married in Venice before a few guests, including Matt Damon, John Krasinski, Ellen Barkin, and Cindy Crawford, to name a few. Who was the groom?
The groom is my very good friend, George Clooney.
And this wedding, of course, came after he had famously told Barbara Walters in 1995, "I won't marry again," and repeated a version of that line for the next two decades. A massacre occurring during the War of the Five Kings, as revenge against King Robb Stark results in his death, the death of Queen Talisa, and her mother and several others. This series of events is known as the Red Wedding. On what TV and book series did these actions occur?
Game of Thrones.
Very good. And author George R.R. Martin said of this specific turn of events, "When that book came out, I got some amazing letters from people telling me how they threw the book into the fireplace and would never read me again, and they hated me." Number three, Conrad Hilton, Michael Wilding, Mike Todd, Eddie Fisher, Richard Burton, John Warner, Larry Fortensky. These are the eight grooms at the weddings of which woman?
Those are the eight men who have been at one time or another married to Elizabeth Taylor.
Nicely done, Mike. Sticking with our theme, the wedding between Wallace Simpson and King Edward VIII sets in motion the chain of events leading to King George VI overcoming a stutter to deliver an important wartime address to the British people in the 2010 film The King's Speech. Who won Best Actor honors for playing King George at that year's Academy Awards?
Colin Firth.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And finally, now with three children, soccer legend Mia Hamm was married in 2003 before a few hundred guests in California to which man? A two-time batting champion and former Red Sox shortstop. This person's first name is his father's first name spelled backwards.
So Mia Hamm is married to Nomar Garcia Parra?
Nicely done. They now have three kids, so watch out in the next few years to see some of them in pro sports, I'm sure.
Their names are Tinker, Evers, and Chance.
They should be.
They really should. I mean, come on.
Nomar won the Rookie of the Year in 1997 and the Comeback Player of the Year 9 years later in 2006. Well, Mike Nothnagel was the best man today. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can walk on down the aisle to wamc.org/any questions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, or see some extra credit questions that Ian has up his sleeve, or perhaps toast this challenge that Ian has for us.
Start with the phrase marriage proposal. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word term, five letters, 11 letters, that might describe what a marriage proposal could inspire in a skeptical bride. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.